a sign I needed to make changes. I was heading in a dangerous direction with my weight and my health. Again, I had been as high as almost 200 pounds after the birth of my first child. And now I was headed straight back to a place I thought I'd never be again. Maybe it was because I was knocking on the door of my 40th birthday, or perhaps it was because I had exhausted my search for the miraculous overnight solution. I finally realized the weight was going to continue to go up unless I made changes. But the thought of taking the plunge and signing up for another diet made me want to sit down and cry. And eat. And cry some more. Then eat some more. Well, you get the not-so-flattering picture. To others, 167 is a dream weight. In my case, the number itself was not the issue. The issue was how I felt mentally, spiritually, and physically. It was time to be honest with myself. I think we all get to a place sometimes in our lives when we have to give a brutally honest answer to the question, "How am I doing?" It's not really a conversation we have with a friend or family member. It's one of those middle-of-the-night contemplations when there's no one to fool. There's no glossing over the reality staring us in the face.